From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan is backing off an important front in its war with the Taliban. The government has agreed to a truce with militants in the Swat Valley near the border with Afghanistan. U.S. intelligence officials say similar truces in the past have not only failed, they've allowed the Taliban to grow in strength and numbers. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The natural beauty of Pakistan's Swat Valley, with its mountains, lakes, and wide-open fields, was once a major tourist draw for Pakistanis and foreigners alike. But no longer. In recent months, visitors have stayed away, and hundreds of thousands of local residents have fled amid the Taliban onslaught and a counteroffensive by the Pakistani army. Robert Grenier is a former CIA station chief in Pakistan.
What you've had is a relatively small, unrepresentative group of extreme militants who have essentially terrorized the Swat Valley. They've been in open revolt against the government. They have been killing local police. They've obviously been fighting against the army. They've been murdering people who disagree with them. They've been burning girls' schools by the dozens.
Analysts say roughly 3,000 Taliban militants have been able to take on a 12,000-strong Pakistani military force in the Swat Valley. For that reason, the decision by Pakistan's fragile government to call a truce with the Taliban in the region is widely seen as a capitulation. Daniel Markey is with the Council on Foreign Relations and helped coordinate Pakistan policy in the State Department from 2003 to 2007.
I think it's being read as a demonstration of the relative weakness of the Pakistani army facing Taliban fighters. I think Washington has to see this with some anxiety about what it says about the army's lack of capacity when it comes to counterinsurgency operations in Pakistan.
One U.S. defense official said the news of Pakistan's decision was met with groans through the halls of the Pentagon. The U.S. has been pushing Pakistan to take on the Taliban and other Islamist militants, especially in the tribal region along the Afghanistan border. For its part, the U.S. has increased its missile strikes on the border region. Markey says there are indications those strikes have disrupted al-Qaeda and other Islamist networks, which means the militants could push further into Pakistan, like the Swat region.
And so if you're al-Qaeda and you're looking to find a new, safer place to operate, you would probably choose to move east, further away from the Afghan border, where you feel safer, into Swat Valley.
None of the analysts interviewed for this report thinks that the truce in the Swat Valley will hold for long. Zenya Dormandy, a former director for South Asia on the National Security Council and now with Harvard University's Balfour Center, says there's no great incentive for the Taliban to stick to the truce.
They appear to be taking ground and holding ground. The military appears to be losing ground and has no ability to get it back. There doesn't appear to be any reason for the Taliban at this point to stop.
And the options for the U.S. are fairly limited, says former CIA station chief Grenier.
Clearly, we need to represent to them that we are not fooled by this, that we see it for what it is, and that it means that we, among other things, need to be taking very active steps to strengthen the Pakistan government, and specifically to strengthen the Pakistan army.
Strengthening those two entities requires long-term efforts, yet analysts say the problem with the Taliban in the Swat Valley requires immediate action. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.